Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today we have but one main question and one question only. How have nuclear weapons changed war, peace, and life? Special thanks to Radiolab, American History Tellers, and the History Channel. Let's get started, shall we? Now, what do you think of when I say radioactive or nuclear? You receive an anxious thought, right? Well, this is very serious and very dangerous to life as we know it. A Japanese man named Tsutomu Yamaguchi survived the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I know what you're thinking. How can a man survive not only one, but two atomic bomb attacks? My answer is, he was very lucky. To an extent. Yes, he survived, but when the first bomb was dropped by the US, Tsutomu was in what's known as the blast zone. This meant that he had exposure to radioactivity and gamma rays. This radiation can and will cause corruption within your DNA. And with this messing up your DNA, it can cause birth defects to the offspring. In August 13th, 1961, the Soviet Union put up a wall dividing East Berlin and West Berlin. In response, the United States said they had deployed hundreds of nuclear weapons throughout West Germany. There was a large talk about how the communist groups were going to release rocket fire from Cuba, and of course, in retaliation, the US said that they would fire back. By 1962, the Soviet Union and the United States had enough nuclear weapons to destroy the entire world, repeatedly. The Cold War was the first conflict of the nuclear age. Albert Einstein wrote a letter to President Roosevelt himself in 1939, urging him to develop an atomic weapon. It took the military a few years to comprehend the power behind this weapon. Many physicists fled from Hitler in Germany in fear of him reaching the bomb first. Which, you know, we all know that that would lead to catastrophe. The army had finally created the Manhattan Project in 1942. This was because scientists convinced tons of generals the threat of the atomic war was very real. The Manhattan Project focused more on the latter of fission bombs. The same scientists who wanted to use the same bomb on Hitler grew really, really nervous when they were going to use it for Japan. James Franck and his group of scientists tried to talk the military out of using the new weapons on innocent civilians in 1945. And with this, instead of bombing Japan, the US should just invite Japan leaders to witness a demonstration of the US's new toy. In conclusion, nuclear weapons changed war by not only making it more violent and dangerous to your opponent, but also affecting those of innocence. Nuclear weapons affected peace and life by, you know, infecting their DNA and causing other people to have all these problems with their DNA from the gamma rays and the radioactivity, which will then affect their offspring, and then that will affect their offspring. It's basically now engraved in their code. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I really hope this answered your question. Till next time, see you later.